Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Monday, the 17th day of November, moving right along. I can't believe the end of next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wow. The Guns and Hoses, we're going to give away some tickets to that still a little later this morning, so stay tuned for that. Every day this week we'll give away a pair. It's going to sell out, so if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I would highly, highly recommend that. I just can't believe it's kind of snuck up on us here, Dan.
Everything's, yeah, the holidays are upon us. Of course, I've got Dasher's Dive Bar that I'm trying to get ready for, and it's just, it's like, no, slow down. We don't need to get there so quick.
But, and that is at, that is in Newtown for
people
interested.
It is in Newtown.
Is it all through the holidays?
Giant pop-up every Friday, Saturday between Thanksgiving and Christmas is when we do it, and it's a lot of fun.
But you got to have tickets. Am I right about that?
You do. You got to go out online to dashersdivebar.com, and you can find out all about it. But it's you know, all weekend, that's all I did was decorate. And, you know, we had about 2 dozen people show up to volunteer, and we, the elves were busy.
How many trees did you put
up? We have 32 Christmas trees and about a mile of garland and lights, and it's a festive, fun atmosphere. It's like a giant Christmas party. Imagine like going to somebody's Christmas party. We do reindeer games. We do Christmas karaoke. We dance with Santa Claus. It's a lot of fun.
And people don't care that it was 70 this weekend.
It was actually nice because we had a lot of outdoor work and Christmas lights to hang.
Yeah, because so you don't start till next weekend, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Friday the 28th is the first night. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. 2 weeks then.
Yeah. So the day after Thanksgiving is when we open. What is that? Black Friday.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe I should run a special, although it's almost sold out. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sells out in a hurry, no doubt. All right, so we're going to get to Jeff Manasso here at the bottom of the hour because, you know, Donald Trump said all this talk about affordability, and he's gaslighting people by saying things are affordable when the American people know it's not, and blah de blah de blah. The point is, if you're going to bring manufacturing back, you can't snap a finger and make that happen. Ask our resident developer down here.
Yeah.
You have to jump through some hoops. You have to get approvals. You have to start construction. You have to build a new manufacturing plant. That doesn't happen overnight. Probably doesn't happen in a year or two. And you'll start to see some of that, but a lot of that's not going to be overnight. We're going to talk to Manasso about that here at the bottom of the hour, and then we will get to Dan's segment on Minority Monday coming up here at about 7:47, and we'll give away those Guns N' Hoses tickets next hour, just before we get to Mr. Tom Ackerman, who'll be in, who's going to be on the phone with us actually this morning. But we'll talk to him about Mizzou and the Blues, and maybe the Chiefs losing last night to Denver on the road. That was a tough one for sure. Got all that coming up for you. Just a quick reminder about my Responder Rescue ATF raffle. We're behind the eight ball here. A week from Wednesday is when we pick the three winners there. You talk about good odds, Dan. Like, we're talking about this Powerball jackpot or the Mega Millions jackpot.
One in
330 million. That's your chance of winning that Powerball or Mega Millions jackpot. think about this. We're going to sell several thousand tickets. There's no doubt about that. I hope we sell more than that. But your odds of winning are much better in this Responder Rescue raffle than they would be in. Plus, you have a chance at a couple $1,000 basket of bourbon with Pappy Van Winkle and some great Weller and all that in there. You could win a handgun from the range. You could win a night at Lit Cigar Lounge for $1,000. Fabulous prizes. Plus, we're about to sweeten the pot. The person that buys the most tickets to this year is going to get another fabulous prize that I'm teasing right now because I'm waiting on one last key detail, and I'm hoping to announce it tomorrow. But the person that buys the most tickets, whether you win one of the top three prizes or not, you're still going to get a pretty significant bonus there at the end of it all.
And goes to just a great cause, too.
Yeah, Respond to Rescue.
Every dollar, win, lose, or draw on the actual raffle, it's just a good place to invest your money. It's where rubber meets the road. Money that goes directly to support these guys.
Couldn't do it. Yeah, couldn't do it without my friends at Lit and the Range and of course the Responder Rescue folks and Lore Wine and Spirits and Macadoodles and all these other great people. Stolach Whiskey. They've all donated bottles that are going to go this to be part of the giveaway. So thanks to all of you who've supported it, and please go buy tickets. Text Responder to 33100. That's the easiest way to enter. Text Responder to 33100, and it takes you straight to the site, and you can buy your tickets right now. Bonuses, if you share it on social media, you get 5 extra tickets. Any of your friends who buy raffle tickets after getting your link, they'll get 5 free tickets. So go give it a shot today, and please share, and we would really appreciate it. So with the folks at Responder Rescue. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I thought it was a mistake for Democrats to give up what was real political advantage coming off the elections that could have allowed us to reduce these premiums. In the end, I thought we had a real shot to get a continuing resolution passed that would have lowered prices for people.
That guy, his name is mentioned as one of the potential replacements for Chuck Schumer. So in other words, if you are getting your flight patterns back to normal, you're getting your SNAP benefits again, if it was up to Chris Murphy and these crazy Democrats, you'd still be without all of that stuff.
Remember in 2010, they created the Unaffordable Care Act. It did exactly the opposite of what they promised. Premiums have risen dramatically since that time, and they're continuing to go up. Part of the reason for that is that instead of fixing the problem, the Democrats just want to subsidize the broken system. They want to spend taxpayer dollars and dump it onto the broken system. What would be morally correct is for us to fix that.
Yeah,
spot on.
How about that, Mike Johnson?
Man, he nails it.
If not for John McCain, we might have fixed it a long time ago. Now we're 15 years down the road, and it is a disaster, and it gets more expensive every year. And the Democrats don't have a solution to it. They just plan to keep throwing money at it.
Throw money.
Not Donald Trump.
The prices for those goods weren't necessarily going up just because of tariffs. And so the prices will go down. Well, the prices will go down, of course. But
because the tariffs have been taken off.
Right. Well, because the supply of the goods into the U.S. is going to increase.
Yeah. Kevin Hassett there saying, listen, here's what's going to happen. This is going to get better. We're going to make this better. I promise you that. Now it's my turn.
Different ways, but they buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price, and it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac. They can go out and buy health insurance.
Yeah, that's the president last night on this recommendation. This is funny, Dan, because he's like, you know, everybody's panicking about this, and just spur of the moment, I kind of said, hey, what if we just give the money back to the people? And then they're like, well, that's not such a bad idea.
Right.
Like he
let
said,
the free market play. Let people compete for your premiums instead of the government just throwing money at a public program and the insurance companies just jacking rates because they feel like
that's it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The government is subsidizing private health care companies who can then just go right on out and they can charge whatever they want because of the restrictions the guidelines put in place by Obamacare.
It's very much like the public school system. I mean, what we're facing in healthcare is the problem we see in public schools, where we just throw money at these school districts while the results aren't there. We don't control spending. They just raise your taxes to get more money, and everybody keeps funding it, and they hope the public schools will get better. Right? It's kind of like what we're doing in healthcare. We keep throwing money at it. Everybody in the system is making moochoo bucks. I mean, millions. Every single year, you're looking at the profits going up in both the insurance industry, the healthcare industry, the pharma industry. We've done zero to try to contain those costs. And all the Democrats keep screaming about is more money, more money, more money, more money.
I can't wait to see. I can't imagine what my bill's going to be for the 3.5 days I spent in the hospital for this rib injury.
I'm sure.
It's going to be incredible.
Yep.
And hopefully my insurance, now we have a very low premium, high deductible policy because, knock on wood, we're fairly healthy, but you want it there for emergencies like this.
Yep.
So I'll have a big high out-of-pocket expense as a result of this. But at the end of the day, what, you know, the reason they're scanning your bracelet every time they give you a couple of pills or they give you a new shot in your IV is because you're being overcharged for whatever that service is by an outrageous percentage. And because they know your insurance company, and if you're on Obamacare, the government subsidizing that is going to pay for the bill.
Absolutely. And it's just cha-ching, cha-ching as you're in there.
Yes.
I hope you get an itemized bill.
I do too.
And literally bring it in and just share every gauze, every bandage, every x-ray, every what. And they just have a litany of itemized things on there that you're thinking, you're kidding me. Those Tylenol were $37 a piece? I mean, that's the kind of bill you're going to see. It's insane. Nobody in Congress is trying to do anything about that kind of outrageous billing.
They just want to keep throwing money
at it
to make people
happy. How dare you pull people's money for, you know, the premiums. Well, we're just going back to the premium level we had before COVID, right? And because the COVID crisis is over and we're supposed to be able to have this Affordable Care Act. So they're admitting that their own Affordable Care Act isn't affordable.
I'll let you hear more of the president's comments on that coming up shortly. And we'll talk more about that hemp bill that passed as part of the resolution to the government shutdown. Like, it was added on in there by the Senate. The House voted on it. The president signed it. And there's going to be some fallout here in Missouri, maybe Illinois. I don't know what the hemp industry is like over there, but there's already concern about how it's going to impact some folks here in the state of Missouri. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up right after the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Insurance companies are making a fortune. Their stock is up over 1,000% over a short period of time. They are taking in hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're not really putting it back, certainly not like they should. So when I see this, and when I've seen this over the last pretty short period of time, I said, why don't we just pay this money directly to the people of our country and let them buy their own health insurance? And, you know, I made that statement, and I made it a little bit cavalierly, but it sounded good. And everybody has picked up, including Democrats. And I am talking to some Democrats right now about doing that. People love it. We're going to take the money. Well, if it gets approved, we're going to take the money. We're going to pay it back to the people of our country to go out and buy health insurance. Now, they can put it in a health account. We can do it a lot of different ways. But they buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price. And it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac. They can go out and buy health insurance.
Yeah, I wanted to play that full bite where the president admitted that when he first brought the idea up, he kind of tossed it out there cavalierly. Why aren't we just giving the money to the people? And then it kind of caught on. He claims he's talking to Democrats about it. I don't know who they are, and he wouldn't identify them because that would be the kiss of death if he mentioned their name publicly.
Well, the argument over the Premier Tax Credit itself, which is the financial assistance program that was installed during COVID and when so many people were out of work and there was people in need, and you could get it like up to 400% if your income was below 400% of the federal poverty level, which means a pretty hefty salary,
yeah,
right?
I'd say, yeah.
$200,000 a year you could be making and still get some level of tax credit. But the point being is that all they're asking to do is to go back pre-COVID to what the premiums were in the Affordable Care Act or the Unaffordable Care Act, and everyone's screaming bloody murder. They're all saying, oh my God, we can't afford it. You're right. We can't afford it. The premiums and the insurance companies are absolutely raping the American people because we've put no price controls in place. We've put no, handcuffs at all on these premium increases. I'm hearing people on the exchange this year are looking at 200 to 300% increases from last year's premium level. And okay, of course there's no tax credit to go with that. They were able to get some refund up to 50%, 70% of that during COVID. But they're all like going, my God, it's so much higher than it was before. Then why aren't you screaming for the end of this horrific
instead of just more
healthcare
money
program?
Right.
Right. And why aren't we going upstream and trying to find where these costs are? You know, I used to give a stat. 37% of all childhood trauma patients are asthma patients. 37%. People going to the emergency rooms because their child is having a respiratory failure, right? Well, we know what causes, in many cases, asthma and diabetes and all these things, and it's childhood obesity. Do we spend $1 hardly no money at all is put towards trying to curb childhood obesity in America. You know, one in two kids is deemed obese in the United States. And we do nothing to try to stop all these ER visits, all of this cost and expense of all these childhood illnesses. And yet we just keep throwing money at these institutions, the healthcare and the insurance industry, and we've got nothing going to stop the cost. It's amazing to me that the government doesn't even bring it up. You don't.
Of course,
the last
like
time you heard
the SNAP benefits,
right? Yes. Same deal. Like, yes. Why aren't we helping people get off of these things? Instead, we're trying to find ways to get more people on them. But that's socialism. That's the whole point here. Is that they're trying to drive us to a socialist system where the government will provide you with everything as bad as they'll provide it.
Well,
we know they can't provide.
We know that it's not the, as Reagan said, right? It's not the answer. It's not the solution. It's the problem,
right?
And all they want here is more big government. I heard the guy describe it this morning. The reporter from The Hill, they had him on the show that just precedes us, the Gordon Deal show,
yeah.
And he's like, "Listen, here's what it gets down to is that the Democrats don't have a solution for Obamacare." They just don't want to see it go away because they created it. So their only solution is just to keep throwing good money after bad. And the Republicans are saying, we've had enough of this. We need to figure out a way out of this. You hung this around our neck, this yoke, 15 years ago, and you made the subsidies expire yourselves because it wouldn't work out with CBO numbers. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. And instead of fixing the problem, you just want to throw more money at it.
Yeah.
And they've got to fix it. I would agree with you 100%. They've got to fix it.
Yeah. And I don't know if the insurance company will actually respond with a competitive marketplace is what we need.
That's what the cash directly to people would supposedly promote, I would think.
You would hope.
Something else is going to have to change, though, before that can happen. Coming up, we're going to get to Jeff Manasso. He's a reporter with Fox News Radio. He's covering one of the really big investments that's about to pay dividends from the president's push to move manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. We'll be right back.
The prices for those goods weren't necessarily going up just because of tariffs, and so the prices will go down. Well, the prices will go down, of course, but
because the tariffs have been taken off.
Right. Well, because the supply of the goods into the U.S. is going to increase.
Yeah, that's Kevin Hassett this morning taking questions on the fact that the president rolled back some tariffs on certain items in hopes of giving people a little bit of relief at the checkout, right? And, of course, he's taking criticism saying that, so you're admitting that tariffs raise prices and this and that. So Kevin Hassett was explaining the administration's point of view on all of that. Another part of what the president did here with the tariffs was say, if you want to avoid this tariff, all you have to do is move your manufacturing stuff back to the United
States. Pretty simple.
And that fixes part of the problem. Now, that doesn't happen overnight. We've got Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about that. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Yeah, this is dealing with a Toyota investment, correct?
A massive investment from Toyota. You know, while major automakers are all restructuring over billions, actually tens of billions of dollars in EV losses, Toyota announcing a $10 billion investment in an EV battery plant in North Carolina. This will be Toyota's 11th U.S. plant and the company's very first and only battery plant outside of Japan. Tariffs likely having something to do with that, but this is what the automaker calls a pivotal moment in Toyota's history. And once at full capacity, this North Carolina plant will produce about 30 gigawatt hours of lithium ion batteries annually, essentially to power the Toyota's lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric vehicles. Batteries assembled at Toyota North Carolina said to power the Camry HEV, the Corolla Cross HEV, the RAV4 HEV, and the yet-to-be-announced all-electric three-row battery electric vehicle, the first of its kind for Toyota's Toyota's lineup. You may remember, Mark, that Toyota was really kind of slow to adopt the whole EV thing and even pushed back on the Biden administration's forced EV adoption over skepticism that it would work, widespread EV readiness. Clearly, this country was not ready, particularly when the Department of Transportation spent, you know, billions of dollars only to build one, only to build, you know, a handful, maybe seven EV chargers in what it said was going to be, you know, ramping up EV chargers across the country. So Toyota, they didn't suffer the losses that Toyota, that say Ford and GM and others have. And so this is a strategic focus, it says, on multiple, a multiple pathway approach, including hybrids, and it's betting big on hybrids that don't necessarily need a focus. So they don't need these charging stations.
Now, obviously, Toyota's $10 billion investment in that plant's going to take some time. It's not going to come out of the ground tomorrow. It's going to take probably at least 12 to 18 months to actually see something happening. But where we're seeing immediate impact, the Ford president came out last week and said the tariffs are working where the tariffs aren't being imposed because they're being lifted in other countries, which allows U.S. manufacturers to export more cars. He seemed very optimistic that some of the deals made where we didn't necessarily have tariffs, just the threat of the tariff was enough to open up some foreign markets for U.S. manufacturers.
Yeah, never mind the fact that board members are currently talking about scrapping the Ford F-150 Lightning, a vehicle that Ford a couple of years back said this is the new Model T in terms of its importance to the company. But not only you know are tariffs working for Ford as per the CEO, but it's working to create more jobs, and that's what the Trump administration has said all along. And you've seen Ford, GM, Stellantis, and others, now Toyota, building these massive plants or shifting production to accommodate more production of vehicles here in the U.S., and that creates jobs.
Yeah, well, I guess we see what the next big business is to announce this. I mean, I'm glad to see it. I'm a little surprised because, Jeff, I just read a story last week. I have to look this up here real quick about the fact that by taking away some of the incentives for these hybrid cars, these U.S. manufacturers, particularly the car lots, were a little concerned about the impact that was going to have on EV sales. And yet Toyota's going all in here, it sounds like.
Well, it's going all in on hybrids. Like I said, according to Toyota, it's going to come out with its first battery electric. Toyota again, it was basically last to show up in terms of coming out with a fully electric vehicle. But at the same time, it's going all in on battery technology, and this new technology is going to also center around solid state batteries, higher energy density, improved safety, longer lifespan, and so there's new technology that it's coming out with as well to create a safer and better product. But you know, whether or not we're going to go all EV into the future, it's going to be a consumer based, and yeah, those incentives are gone in terms of the government, but there is incentives. You know, the president is pushing the tax rebates on all American made vehicles, and that would include EVs. And, yeah. And so, you know, now, and by the way, the data from S&P Global Mobility shows that new electric vehicle registration soared 51% in September from a year earlier because buyers were scrambling to get those $75 tax credits.
Oh, yeah. Put more of them on the road.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
You bet.
Good to get you on here. I thought that was an interesting story this
really
morning.
Really good, yeah.
If I was going to do one, I would probably do the hybrid, no doubt about it. Like you said the other day, there's a reason that we do radio because we weren't qualified to do anything else. But if I was an automotive engineer, I would want to know the answer to the question you brought up the other day, Dan.
Inertia in the turning wheels
recharge
your
batteries? Yeah. You're moving forward at a rate – you attach a generator to one of those wheels that's turning.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it generate enough electricity to recharge the battery while you're moving?
Our traditional battery in our traditional gas-powered cars is charged by an alternator. Why can't we have alternators hooked up to the wheels themselves to power all of the batteries in an electric car? Now, I will say, and this is not a
big battery, though. Yeah. I mean, it's a huge battery.
Oh, it's massive. Yeah.
It's probably just the amount of energy that would have to throw into it to recharge it.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of like 13 or 14 regular car batteries, is what I'm told. So
that's why it costs so much.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a lot of inertia. There's a lot of energy being created by the spinning of those wheels. That's what I can't figure out. But I will say this, and it's not a commercial for Toyota. They make an amazing hybrid. I drove one down in Florida while I was down there a couple of weeks ago playing ball, and it was a Toyota Camry, and it had electric up until like 20 miles an hour as you know, or low speed acceleration. It was an fully electric car. Then your engine would kick in and give you the power of a gas engine at higher rates of speed. I was getting like 49 miles to the gallon of gas because of this electric start, electric low speed, you know, where you usually burn more fuel in a gas car is when you're at low speed, stop and start type stuff. And this car was amazing. I'm just telling you, I was like this, and you don't plug it in. There's no plug in for the car. It is charged. The batteries are charged by the engine while it's running.
I want my wife just drives a Highlander now.
Yeah.
I want to know who the guy was that came up with the idea that when you stop at a stoplight, your car engine should turn off.
Yeah, you think that would, well, you think it's got to be more grind on the starter and everything that has to reignite. Yeah,
I would disable it if it was up to me, but my wife can't.
You can buy something that you can.
There's a button. You can disable it.
No, you can buy something you can install in your car that'll bypass it.
In some cars that don't have the automatic button.
Oh, I see.
Like a Honda has a button.
Even if you've got the button.
Really?
Like my Ford, I looked it up, I can buy. It's about $100.
But if you hit the button, it doesn't do it, does it?
Well, it remembers what you push in. So if you push it to like not stop.
Do it. Thank you.
It'll automatically remember that, and then that way when you
start. Every time you get in the car, right. You have to turn on that button.
Yep. Yes.
Every time.
It's a pain.
I want to show who that guy is, so I can punch him in the nose. That's what I want to know. That thing sucks, for sure. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Minority Monday on the Bucks segment, and it's a good one. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tune. We'll be right back.
But don't give a f-.
It's the segment where we celebrate people online speaking the truth. Folks you would normally never hear on a mainstream media radio station, certainly never see them on a TV station because they don't want these voices to be heard. And today is our Minority Monday, where we go out and find people who are in minority communities who have seen the light, who have come to the right. This young man that we're featuring today, an African-American guy who has just recognized the lies, the deceit, the double standards, the hypocrisy of the radical left. He made up his mind after years of being told that because he was black, then he just had to be a Democrat. Well, some people get there through financial evaluations where they recognize that the government is just stealing more and more money from you and doing less and less, or doing things to actually damage your life instead of fix it. But this guy got there, I think, more from the religious side, from the moral side, after just using his common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit it, Ethan. Let's hear this guy.
I think I'm at a point in life where I can officially say that I'm conservative. And it's crazy because out of all these, my years of life or years of voting, I've never really labeled myself to any party. But, you know, growing up, you know, especially black, all you do is just vote blue, vote Democratic. But you don't even really know why. You just do it because your folks tell you to. And everybody in your family do the same thing. And if you ever think to look at the other side, they kind of look at you crazy. But the older I've gotten, I'm like, bro, like, my beliefs, my morals, what, like, it all aligns with being conservative. And even when you deep dive into the Bible of like how you should live, it aligns more with the conservative side. It definitely don't align with the liberal side. If anything, they really be mocking the Bible for real. So
for
like
real.
It's a crazy reality for me, because I don't think I've ever really said like, oh, I'm conservative, like, oh, I'm Republican. Like I don't know, but I really do feel like at 28 I can officially admit that I'm conservative.
Welcome,
you know
what
I mean?
In.
Or I'm part of the right, I Welcome. Guess. I don't know, but I'm definitely not part of the left. Like, the older I've gotten and what I've seen, what they push in their agendas, and, like, they literally just mock the Bible. Like, they literally just, everything that the Bible say not to do, they do it. And I don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy, and welcome, my friend, because that was a post from him, by the way, from about 9 months ago. He's got hundreds of other posts on his TikTok page. His name, if you want to find him, is just jshaw.3, and he is now outspoken. Every week he's coming out with one or two opinions, always up to speed on the issues of the day, and he's getting stronger and stronger in both his faith and in his conviction. And I've said it all along. I think this is the population that can swing that vote in the midterms. We are seeing more and more African-American people waking up. I really believe it. They're kind of the silent majority. Again, you're not going to see guys like him on CNN being interviewed. You're never going to see him on the new MS Now. But he is a guy who I think is reflective of especially the male population in the African-American community. Those who have some common sense, who do their homework, who just look at the facts, who just look at what the left is promoting and how it impacts their life. They're seeing the light, and let's just hope there's a lot more people like Jay Shaw in the world who are coming to their senses.
And if you look at the guy, he's just sitting on the stoop of his front porch laying out the truth.
He's just laid back.
It's not some big self-promotion kind of thing. He's like, listen, I'm looking at the facts here, and they don't line with what I've been told.
Yeah, and he did one this past week on the Affordable Care Act and health care and all that, and it's good. He's well spoken. He does his homework before he goes on and talks about it. That cut you just heard was one of his very first kind of coming out of the closet, if you will, of saying, I'm done with the left. I align myself more from the right. And obviously, I think his faith brought him there. But other people are coming on board because of the economy because of the economics. They see what Trump's doing. And they're like, heck yeah, America first. We need jobs. We want jobs before illegals get jobs. Right. And we need to protect our communities. And they know that safety, security is real. And shutting down that border is a big issue. So let's hope there's more Jay Shaws in the world.
Let's hope so. Good one, Dan. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Coming up, you know what? Next week is Thanksgiving. It's also Guns and Hoses the night before. And we've got free tickets to give away every day this week. We're going to start our giveaway next hour. Plus, we'll talk to Tom Ackerman about the big weekend for the Mizzou Tigers, of course. And we'll talk about that Chiefs loss at Denver. Stay tuned.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.